So there's chat one, and, well, there's chat two and chat three I've given you.
Yeah.
And I've also put in the slide for chat one.
Hey, how are you doing, eh? What's that? That's a rabbit. That's a bit early for Easter. Could you come and show people your rabbits at the start of the service? Oh, are you staying?
We are.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, if you... Okay, don't worry.
Oh, I kind of assumed that was a, that was decided for me.
Whether it's after or before.
I think it's nice that Cafe Worship to have it either before or during, so people are having a cup of coffee while the service is on.
Yeah.
As people go in, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll
get the truck
now, I'll go and help
right.
with the coffee.
Is that okay?
Yeah,
morning.
Right,
yeah.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, yeah. Here you go. Bye-bye. Hi Tom. Isn't that amazing? We couldn't think of your name yesterday. And then I just looked at you and thought, that's Tom. Amazing how the human mind works, isn't it?
You need to say my face.
That's right. One, two. We've got nine. Do we have a roving mic if I want to chat to people during the service? Thank you.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sounds okay. Thanks. Oh, have we? It's quite a minor change, so it wouldn't matter if. In fact, and number three is the least important, because I'll have explained the slight difference on slide two.
I've sort of tried to add it, from here, because it obviously will have logged itself in the.
Yeah.
I mean, it won't add from your.
If you just want to leave the other. Chats one and two are the more important.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
If the other two are in, that's fine. Yeah. Excellent.
I love Breakfast Church. I think.
Did you get good support? I mean, helpers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Tom had to come and help me today.
Right. Oh, excellent. Brilliant. Thanks.
Tom had to come and help me today because Hillary Clare's turned out to be stalwart in the kitchen.
Okay, yeah.
And she sent me an email to say she was in Bristol this weekend, but she'll be here in February. And Jonathan's great.
Yeah.
I think Jonathan enjoys the craft.
Have you got your Easter bunny?
It's not
an Easter bunny, sorry, New Year bunny.
We have just covered Epiphany.
Okay.
Very well.
New Year.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the changes and our dates. I've tried to stay to new dates apart from our birthday. It's pretty much Christian dates. We're a bit artificial. Yeah. We just have to be bold.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's interesting, I got a plea for help from Bramall earlier in the week. They've got, they're having some issues with some of the kids. One kid in particular who's autistic and is taking the Bible stuff incredibly literally. And they're struggling with... And of course, ends up it's a debate that adults need to have, not not just autistic kids. And they couldn't find any material designed for Sunday schools to introduce the concept that some of the stuff we can take historically and literally, and other the stuff we need to interpret metaphorically. They couldn't find anything. But there'll come a time in their adolescence where things they start putting.
Or younger.
Yeah. They start putting things together and thinking, you know, and it undermines the whole.
Yeah. But it keeps us on our toes, I guess.
Yes.
And it's great to be engaging.
Yes. Yeah. I might go and get yourself a cup of coffee.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. Can I have a black coffee, please, Linda? How are you doing, Arnold?
Yes, okay.
Good. Did you have a good Christmas?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, that'll be fine.
All the family with
us. Oh, brilliant. They came up, did they? Or well, around? They gathered. Yes, yeah. And who did the cooking?
Our daughter and son.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. That's the way to do it, really, isn't it?
And the washing
up. Brilliant.
To put anything away, I'll see.
Right, okay, Hello. Well, just sit down and relax. Go and prepare yourself for worship. Have a cup of coffee with me. I mean, do whatever you want. It's great.
You know about Chris's 22nd?
I had got a note, yeah. Which day was it? During the
Sunday.
I think we're all, during, in, that's 22nd of January. Yeah, we're away every single weekend of,
right.
I'll make sure I pop round,
no,
you know, before or afterwards or something. Yeah, no, we did get the message. Can't remember exactly where it is that we're, because we've got the, one of those months where we're away for every week. I feel the need to tell somebody I can't make Theo Eve's funeral, I'm away. So, I've told somebody. Well, I just feel I need to tell somebody that I've not just forgotten about Theo's funeral, I just can't be here. But without knowing any of the family, I've...
None of us know.
Yeah. I can't drop a note and say, sorry, I can't be there. Okay.
So, the family asked if I would do it. And I thought, you and I, I'm not okay, you can't say no.
No, it's very difficult to say,
yeah.
Yeah.
So I said yes. And then I talked to Ross and she said, actually, you should have asked Graham. Because he's a local preacher. You should have a minister.
Oh, really?
Well,
okay. That's procedure,
that was my
is it?
My head's too long.
You don't know CPD to that level of detail, though.
Self-care.
Okay.
Working with Brennan. Well, I wish I was doing it. That's it like that.
Okay, right.
But you know, I mean, Brennan has got two circuits, if you will. Yes, it's difficult. So it's ended up that.
Okay, yeah.
And knows his military background.
Yeah, yeah.
And, well, we've worked from there and it's ended up, we're going to do it together.
What, you, Alan and Graham?
Yeah.
Right.
Graham's doing the service.
Yeah.
The eulogy for Alan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found an article out on this recording, which is really...
Oh, okay. Right. I can, well, it's very informal today, isn't it? If I want some, I can come and get some. As much as anybody is, yes.
I didn't get a chance to say that last session was absolutely brilliant.
Oh, was it?
And Sarah, is that your daughter who sang?
No. She's the granddaughter of an old woman from the congregation who died here a couple of years ago, a baron. She goes around with the churches at Christmas, and her dad goes to the
church. Good morning. And welcome to the service, the first one in 2023, so Happy New Year to you all. Just two notices just to highlight this morning. It's Chris Hawkyard's 80th birthday shortly, on the 22nd. We're intending holding a lunch here, but we'd like you to sign up on the notice board if you'd like to join us for that celebration after church. On the 22nd of January. We're also remembering the life of Theo Eaves this Friday, a Thanksgiving service. There'll be a slight pause after the service while they go to St. George's, the family go to St. George's for the interment. But you're welcome to wait here and have refreshments afterwards. Okay, so we're looking forward to Richard leading our service this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. And good morning to everybody. Let's just start with a word of prayer. Let's just settle ourselves. Let's just think of how we feel at the moment. Some of us are excited, some of us are happy, some of us are coming here reluctantly, some of us may be coming from good weeks, some may be coming from bad weeks. Let's just think about where we are. And then let's try and leave that behind. Let's come and focus on the God we worship. Let's open ourselves to the work of the Spirit in us and through us. And let's remember the love that our Saviour Jesus showed to all of us and invites us to reflect. We come to worship God this morning. Amen. I and Liz went to the pub last night. It's such a long time we went to the pub, you can tell, because I almost fell over when I was charged for the drinks. Two drinks taking very nearly £10. What? I need to go to Wetherspoons. We walked up to the Boar's Head, up Prince's Incline. And when we started out from the house, it was a bit of a grotty evening. Clouds in the sky. Had to be careful where we were walking. When we came out of the pub, there was a gorgeous moon in the sky with a halo of a spectrum of light round about it. And as we walked down Prince's Incline, it was bathed in this mosaic of silver light where the branches of the trees were casting those shadows. And I thought to myself, what a wonderful world. Let's sing of the wonders of God's planet, for the beauty of the earth, for the beauty of the skies. Thank you. beauty of the earth, for the beauty of the skies, for the love which from above, over and around us lies. Father, unto thee we raise this our sacrifice of gift of thine to our race so freely give. Grace is human and divine, flowers of earth and buds of heaven. Father, unto thee we raise this our sacrifice of we've got the chat slide. We're going to think a little bit about how we can better care for God's planet in the sort of main part of this service. But I want us just to reflect upon where we are at the moment. This is a headline from The Guardian 2 days ago. The UK's record hot 2022 has been made 160 times more likely by the climate crisis. Throughout last year, there were a number of events, both in Britain and worldwide, which I think really brought home to us what a serious position we are in at the moment. And I just want you on your tables for 3 or 4 minutes to have a chat back and think, what are the things you remember from the last year that are indicative of how the weather and the climate is changing on our planet? There might be things that you've had personal experience of here. There might be stories you've got from relatives. There might be things you've heard from the news over the past year. But just have a chat for 3 or 4 minutes about the things that have been indicating what's happening to our planet over this last year. Okay. Okay. I love cafe worship when it's difficult to stop the chat, because it means it's working. What I'm going to do, I'm going to come around each table, and I'd just like one example from each table about something that's happened over this year. So maybe let's start over here. Jonathan's got the bit of paper, so...
Yep. Right, how about extreme weather events across the world? A huge number of bushfires and...
That's it. We want one from you. We've got bushfires. And in case you didn't catch it, most of the discussion was about the pint of beer at Wetherspoons, but... an example here.
Plants are confused. They're flowering at different times.
That's right. Plants are confused. They're flowering at different times. I remember looking at a scientific paper last year that said, on average, spring is coming a month earlier than it did 40 years ago. The plants are getting confused. Yeah. Sally seems to have a bit of paper in front of her.
The amount of heat that we had last year and the effect on humans and wildlife from that.
Yep. Okay, the effect, just the general effect of heat we had. Some of us will remember just how hot it was at times during the summer.
the canals that were stopping the barges getting up the canals because the water was so low.
That's right. That's a very local example. The canal locks were closed, weren't they? Because there wasn't enough water to top up the local reservoir. So if you were on your boat, you were stuck on a particular section of the canal. Excellent local example. Roger, you seem to have the bit of paper in front of you. Yeah,
well, we've not got anything new from what's already been said.
No, we have
okay, go for it.
Sorry, well, I was commenting that there's an article in the RSPB magazine about the fact that migrating swans and geese that come to this country, there aren't so many coming because they're staying where they are up in the Arctic or stopping off not quite so far down.
Okay, I hadn't heard that one, but yes, that's a good example of how things are changing. What have we got? Somebody like to volunteer one here?
The extreme floods in Pakistan.
Extreme floods in Pakistan. Yes, I'm glad that somebody's come up with one of these global issues that we've got. Extreme flooding in Pakistan.
Mandy was saying that her son in the New Forest had reported that the trees there were tinder dry during the summer. And I commented that when we were in Darwin, it was hotter in Poynton than it was in Darwin, which is close to the equator.
Wow. Hotter in Poynton than it was in Darwin. Darwin, Australia. I think there's a Darwin just up north of Burnley, isn't there? And it wouldn't surprise me at all if we were happier than that, hotter than that. But joking aside, this is a very serious issue. We're in trouble. When we come to church, we tend to think that the main way we relate to God is through our praise and celebration. But if you read the Bible, particularly sections of the Old Testament, particularly the majority of the Psalms, you realize that the Israelites also came to meet their God through lament, through regretting how the world is not as God intended. And I think it's important in our worship that we acknowledge that this planet we're living on at the moment is not as God intended. So let's just listen to this reading from the book of Isaiah and see how it reflects on some of the thoughts we've been having. Have we got a reader? Oh, right.
Isaiah 24, verses 4 to 11. The earth dries up and withers. The world languishes and withers. The heavens languish with the earth. The earth is defiled by its people. They have disobeyed the laws. violated the statutes and broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore, a curse consumes the earth. Its people must bear their guilt. Therefore, earth's inhabitants are burned up and very few are left. The new wine dries up and the vine withers. All the merrymakers groan. The joyful timbrels are stilled. The noise of the revelers has stopped. The joyful harp is silent. No longer do they drink wine with a song. The beer is bitter to its drinkers. The ruined city lies desolate. The entrance to every house is barred. In the streets they cry out for wine. All joy turns to gloom. All joyful sounds are banished from the earth.
I think it's important to stress that this reading is not of the end of the journey, but it is of an experience on that journey. And an experience that we're sharing with people so long ago, perhaps 3,000 years ago, in Israel. Let's just hold a moment of silence and think about our concerns for this planet. Amen. And let's sing again a relatively modern song. God in his love for us lent us this planet.
Us this planet, gave it a purpose in time and in space, small as a spark from the fires of creation, cradle of life and the home of a race. Thanks be to God for its bounty and beauty, life that sustains us in body and mind, plenty for all if we know how to share it, riches undreamed of to fathom and find. Long have a human wars ruined its harvest, long has earth bowed to the terror of force, long have we wasted what others have need of, poisoned the fountain of life at its source. Earth is the Lord's, it is ours to enjoy it, us as God's stewards to farm and defend, from its pollution, misuse and destruction, good Lord, deliver us, world without end.
Oh, yes, we've got another reading. You're quite right.
The second reading is from the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 26 to 31. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and with all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all of the beasts of the earth and all of the birds in the sky and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thanks be to God.
Very famous reading, and I just want to bring two points out of that. The first thing is that God, creation is a wonderful place, and the second one is that we have a responsibility to look after it. And for the rest of the service today, we're going to look at how we can make real that responsibility for looking after things. And in the context of the church in Poynton, one of the ways we're doing this is we're participating in the eco-church process. So this is a national process to get churches to think about God's creation and to think about what they can do to make sure that we preserve this creation and preserve its wonder and glory. I can have the next slide, please. So the scheme has a questionnaire, a long questionnaire that you fill in. There's, I don't know, 150 questions or something like that. And if you get 25% of those questions with a yes, then you get a bronze award. Next slide. You get 50%, you get a silver award. And if you get 75%, you get a gold award. It's that simple. Okay? Next slide. So these are the five categories that it's broken down into. So the question is, how do we think about the planet in our worship and teaching? How do we think about it in relation to our buildings, our land, our community and global engagement, and our lifestyle? Are those going automatically?
No, sorry.
Okay, that's okay, because I've just wondered if I'd made a mistake. Okay, so going through worship and teaching, we filled in our form. And because people like me spout from the pulpit quite regularly about this stuff, and because others join me, and because we've got all sorts of things going on, actually, without putting any effort in, we got 86 out of 100 in our score. Wow! That gets us a gold award for worship and teaching without doing anything other than what we're doing already. So give ourselves a little clap. Okay. Next slide. If we go on to silver... if we go on to the buildings category, we're not quite as good in this category, but we still score 255 out of 338, which puts us in the silver category. And that's because we've got solar panels on the roof. It's because we've got mostly light-efficient lighting. It's because we're well insulated. It's all those things about our buildings. So as far as our buildings are concerned, we're at the silver level already. Next. Now, land, which actually I thought we do quite well on, we've dropped a little bit. We got only 45 out of 150. So that means we're at bronze level, which is good, but we need to do a little bit of work if we want to get to the next level of award. And I think this is really an exciting place to be at the moment because we're doing lots of things with our land, aren't we? We've got the tables out here. We've got the garden at the front. There are ways in which we can continue that development and make it even more nature-friendly. The last service I took before Christmas, Just as we were saying the blessing, for some reason I glanced over my shoulder and a fox walked through the church garden. So it is nature friendly, but we can make it even more nature friendly. Go on to the next category. Community and global engagement. So this is how do we work with others in the community around us and across the globe to try and be more climate friendly. Again, we're doing well. We've got a bronze, but we're not quite at the silver level yet. And finally, if we think about lifestyles, what can we do in our personal lifestyles? A lot of us are doing things individually, but as a church, we could be doing a little bit more to support that. So again, we're doing well. We've got our bronze award, and but we've got a little bit of extra work to be done for the silver award. So, unfortunately, I mucked up the ordering process for the plaque, but we're now qualified to have a little plaque that we can put on our church to say that we've got a bronze award for the Eco Church process. So give yourselves a clap. Okay. Next slide. And that's summarising it. We're gold on worship and teaching, we're silver on buildings, and we're bronze level in land, community and global engagement and lifestyle. And next slide. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you do some talking amongst yourselves. What I've done is I've split those questions up into different groups, and I've printed them out on bits of card. And you're going to get... I'm going to send around a handful of bits of card on these themes, okay? And it'll tell you what the question is, what we got marked on, and it'll tell you what our score was. So on this particular one, we got 20 points out of 20. And then it'll tell you, therefore, what is the potential for improvement. So actually, we can't improve on this because we've got it already. But for example, if we scored 5 out of 10, there'd be 5 points for approval, okay? So in our first exercise, what I'm going to do to you, I'm going to give you a batch of cards, and I want you to sort out the things that we've got full marks for. We're going to work out, we're going to see what we're doing well, so you can either recognise it by being full marks in 20 out of 20 or by having a potential of 0. So I want you to work through these and you'll be able to, let's just do this, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I think, okay? So open up the packet, divide them out and try and identify which things we're already doing perfectly on. Well, not perfectly, but top score on, okay? And you can chat about them. Some of them you might think we've got right, some of them you might think we've got wrong. You can also reflect on the relative scores. So some things score 20 points, which means that the organisers think they're really important. Some things score 5 points, which makes the organisers think they're less important. So just have a chat about the cards, but identify which things we're doing well. And I'll give you 2 or 3 minutes to look through those. Okay. So hopefully you've got familiar with those. So just in the next minute, I want each table, of the things that we're doing well, of the things that we've already got top score on, which are you proudest for the congregation? And we'll go and find out each of them. So have a chat about which of the categories that we're doing well you're proudest of. Okay. So hopefully you've decided your top, and I'm just going to come through, and I'd like one person from each group to speak into the microphone and tell me which thing that you, which you've selected. If there's a reason, then just add a sentence on that.
Ask Hillary.
Oh, sorry. That's okay.
In order.
So I think most proud, we thinking about the meals provided in church that were encompassing people's dietary requirements, but also we thought the toilet twinning and the tier funds, so doing things for others. We were quite interested on the weightings that they put against them.
Yeah, yeah, the weightings that you know, what the organisers of this scheme think are important or not. And bear in mind those things throughout this morning. So we've got here the meals being vegan and vegetarian and participating in the tier fund toilet twinning scheme. What on this table?
Taker?
Generally, we're most proud of the changes that have been done to the garden recently. Hmm. So we've revamped a lot of the plants, planted new plants to enhance the wildlife, and we've also opened it up. We need to just work on that so more people are aware of it.
We've got the facilities, we now need to bring the people in to use them.
Okay, we've got the facilities, we need to bring the people in to use it. What about this table?
I think the excuse me, that the leadership has taken a formal commitment endorsing the undertaking of work to Eco Church Award. I just think we think that it's great that that has been done.
Yeah, I think that's important as well, and that is interesting. That's one that scores 20 points, so that's a big one that we as a church and our leaders, our church council, have committed ourselves to this.
Somebody here?
We're still working. It's a thing in progress.
Thing in progress at this table. Okay. How are we doing in this table?
All the above. We said the toilet twinning and the... they're all there. The congregation informed about the impact. That's important. The participation in tier fund toilet twinning came out as one of the... We've really been consistent in that. And it's spread out to... You know, toilets were twinned other than in this church.
That's right. I think there's a lot of toilets twinned in all the houses of the congregation as well, I suspect. So toilet twinning and keeping ourselves informed about how Christians around the world, particularly through the work of Christian Aid, I think, are faring with climate change.
Someone on this table?
We've made a commitment
to the Eco Church Award.
Yeah, again, that formality of commitment is something that's being reiterated here. And here?
Well, I think wildlife, again, for us, as Christine mentioned, with the garden and encouraging wildlife and plants and encourage insects and bees as well.
The squirrels up and down the tree, just reinforcing our choices. So isn't that brilliant? So good. I think that's showing us that we're doing a lot of things well and that we can take pride in doing those things well. So we want to acknowledge what we're doing and give ourselves a pat on the back. We're going to have our next song now. It's to a video recording, so we don't need the organ. you can relax, John. You can relax. I find the words a little bit tricky to sing, so I'll suggest we sit down here. If you just want to sit and soak in the music and the words, then do that. If you want to give it a go and sing along, then feel free to join in as you get the hang of it. It's called The Tenants of the Kingdom. Okay, and the next slide, please. So this is just picking up where we were. We're gold at worship and teaching, we're silver at buildings, and we're bronze at land, community, and global engagement. What I want you to do now is to help our little planning group in working out how we prioritise what next. So the first thing is, I want you to take away those cards that we've scored full points on. Take them out of your deck and put them somewhere else. Okay, because they're no longer relevant. We've got top points on those. Oh, actually, if you've got the blue cards, put all your blue cards away, because that's the group that's nearly 100%, so there's little to do there. I'll give you another set of cards, okay? Can I have the next slide, please? Okay, so those of you who got the land slides, the green cards, I think they are, we're going to try and work out how we get another 75 points. Okay, next slide. We're not doing buildings. Buildings is quite technical, and it's a little, I know, hesitate to say it's a little bit boring. Okay, sorry to the convener of the property committee, but I've missed out, and it's also the longest section, so I've missed it out. But community and global engagement, we need to get 150, that doesn't sound right. That's a total of 115 points. So we need to get a few more. The next one, lifestyle, we need to get 80. So you get the point, we need to get 36 more points in order to get up to silver. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to put the cards in order of priority. Of the cards you've got, which do you think it would be best for us to tackle first? Okay? And you can do that in two ways. First of all, you can see, obviously, we're dealing with the things we haven't done yet, but also some of them get more points than others. So it might be you get 20 points for doing something. You might think that's something we should prioritise. Or you might think they've got the scoring system wrong and it's something we're not going to worry about. So try and put them in order. And which of the two tables have got blue cards? They're green, I think, are they? I think those are they, oh no, those? Yeah, those are the blue ones. Can I give you a different set of cards? Well, they're blue and white, yeah. So I'll take those away, and then you can work with that pack. Were those? Sorry, when I say blue. No, those are purple. Was there another? Yeah, those are the blue ones. Sorry, I wasn't very clear. That's the blue one. The blue on the back, yeah. So if you could take... Yes, you can. You've got a different set of environmental issues. So I'll take those away. And actually, if you could just give me that band. And then you can try and put those in order and prioritise them. Yeah. I just overheard a comment there. What about things we're not in control of? If the things we're not in control of, we shouldn't really prioritise them, yeah? We move on to the things we have got control of.
What is a transition town, briefly?
A transition town, it's a scheme where certain towns have set up independent non-religious committees to think about how they can be sustainable. How they can move forwards, transition to a new future. Sorry? I don't think Poynton has one. Wimslow certainly does, and Macclesfield, though. But I don't think Poynton has. So you might say it's something we can't do because there isn't a group to work with. Yeah. Right, I'm going to give you a final minute. If you look at the top left-hand corner, there's a little box that says priority. What I would like you to do is I'd like you to write on the card, list these in priority, because I'm going to take these cards away and it's going to inform what decisions we make about what we actually make as a priority. So I want you to, you don't have to do all the cards, don't worry about your 15th and 16th choices, but if you could put at least five, prioritise at least the top fives and list them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in that box, and then I'll come round and just get some opinions on what you see as the priorities again. So an extra minute to do that. Actually, Rob, have we got... Rob, have we got another slide? Yeah, actually, this just tells you how many points we need in each of the groups. If you want to aim for a target, the land group needs to get 30 more points, the community and global needs to get 46 more points, and the lifestyle group needs to get 76 more points. Don't worry too much about those totals, then. Right, let's do a little bit of visiting tables and see how we're getting on. Okay. Let's see what this table... What's your... Have you got a number one?
Well, that one, this one here, really.
Okay, so this is starting to think about the high priorities. This table, who's working with the land card, had said that our church should establish a management plan for the land for which we're responsible. So our number one priority is to move on from the doing things separately in a slightly ad hoc manner and having an actual plan about how we manage the land. So thanks very much. You've got a pen, haven't you? If you could just put the numbers in there. What's the top runner here?
Praying.
Praying. So the top priority here is to commit to pray for a specific overseas environmental project. So we will look for an environmental project overseas and we will start to pray for it on a regular basis. And praying, remember, involves your pockets. and actually they've got all of them in order, 1 to 8. So congratulations, the red team here. Oh, you got 1 to 10, so that's brilliant. Yeah, so. So let's see, Judith, which is the top one?
We went for land management as well.
The land management here, I think, yes, it is an important thing to have a strategic plan for how we're going to manage our land.
Just saying about praying, toilet twinning, we were very good at it, but the box doesn't have much money in it now. People are forgetting to put money in when they spend a penny. And if we're going to support overseas projects, we need to collect pennies again.
Okay, so you hear that? Again, praying is about pockets. What was top ranked here?
Encouraging members to use food that is locally grown, organic, or animal.
Okay.
Fair trade.
So priority here is to encourage people to use locally grown produce and fair trade produce. So we can think about doing that.
What do we get here for number one?
We're struggling in as much as there's an offer.
So which are the top two?
We've discussed, there's an awful lot to go on, but we said about financially supporting environmental charities and campaigns with the global environmental issues.
Right.
And pushing the fair trade. We've discussed long and hard the ones we're part scoring on, and we think actually we're probably fully scoring on some of them, but
yep,
we don't know quite how it's scored. So
actually, I suggested what we need is a policy about fair trade, what food we provide, the vegan, the vegetarian, yep, and have it written down.
Can
to get...
Just,
just listen.
To give to some of our users and say the policy of this church is, and we don't have alcohol, so that's a policy. So why can't we give a policy about the type of food we provide?
Okay, we'll take that idea. Could you put some indicative scores down? Because we need those to help our discussions, even if you can't put them in a final order.
We've just picked some of those out and encourage members to reduce the personal energy consumption.
Okay. So the suggestion here is that we should encourage members to reduce their personal energy consumption. That's one of five that are seen as priority areas for lifestyle choices. And the final table.
Management plan, priority one.
The management plan for the land should be our number one priority. So thank you very much for participating in that. A group of us who are on the... Oh, I can forget about that microphone. A group of us who are on the Eco Church Management Group are going to meet after this service just to get a time to discuss this. But I'm going to go and I'm going to take all the information we've got from this. I'm going to feed it back to the group and we're going to decide what the priorities should be. But let's commit those priorities in prayer. Dear God, we just acknowledge what a wonderful place we have been given. What a wonderful world. What a wonderful town. What a wonderful church. What wonderful people. We acknowledge that we've got responsibility for those things that we have been given. We thought about all sorts of ways that we can move forwards to look after this planet better. And we started to prioritize those that we think we can address in the coming year. Let's offer that prioritization, those pledges, and our support for putting this plan into action. We remember at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how many brownie points we've got. It doesn't matter whether we've got a bronze, silver, or gold plaque on our wall. What matters is that we are building your kingdom as a place for your people to live in fellowship, community, and love. And for a moment, we reflect on our wider responsibilities. People in situations who need our prayers, particularly this morning. We acknowledge that it's not just in the environment that our country faces challenges. We remember all those things that are going on in our world this morning that are so difficult. And we remember people that we know that we could convey God's love to this week. And we ask that spirit that is with us this morning will bubble over from inside us into everyone we meet, that they may know the goodness of God. And let's unite ourselves with Christians throughout time and throughout our world with the words Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And we will need John for our final hymn. It's a familiar tune, but perhaps new words. God, the maker of the heavens. perhaps joining this, if you could perhaps tidy, make sure your priorities are numbered and then tidy your cards up. Let's all stand and worship ourselves to our Creator. God, the maker of the heavens and the planet that we share, show us how to live like Jesus, lives of gratitude and care. Make us mindful of the footprints from the lives that we pursue. Make us partners in your mission. You are making all things new. God, the gardener of Eden, teach us how to tend this earth. Changing seasons, times of fallow and new birth. Lord, have mercy when we're careless, rich resources we misuse. Use our hands to heal creation. You are making all things new. Vocation, Lord of science and truth and art, take our efforts and our passions, make a mirror of your heart. Every habitat and creature, making all things new. And we're going to finish by singing the words of a Guatemalan blessing. Go into the world to love and serve the Lord. Amen.